Fine.
Okay, so we were talking about the need for the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur. We noted that the various Shittos and Rishonim, the Shitta of Rashi, the Balmor, that the Kohen Gadol has to do everything in the Beis HaMikdash on Yom Kippur, which is either because they think all of Avoda is transformed or into Avodah Zarah Kippurim, but more likely they think either it's a din of the Yom, that the Yom's Kedusha is higher and requires Kohen Gadol, or the Makom. And again, this is from the comparison to the Mikdash, has become holier, God's presence is more intense in the Beis HaMikdash. Now you do find this, right? The Pasuk tells you that you can't have anybody but the Kohen Gadol be in the Mishkan, in the Kodesh HaKadoshim rather, when during the Avodah, right, that there can't be any Adam in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Now, the simple pshat of that is, just to give you, to understand how radical you can be talking here, right? The simple pshat is, what does that mean? Right, when the Pasuk says that when the Kohen Gadol comes to do the Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash, there can't be any Adam in there. So what's the simple pshat?
No one else
besides the Kohen Gadol. But what does the word literally mean?
No.
Nobody, including
Kohen Gadol.
Right, how do you square it? Right, so the simple pshat right is that it just means everyone but the Kohen Gadol. But in the Midrashim, right, some of the Midrashim, it's not like that. The Midrashim say, no, it really means no person should be there. The Kohen Gadol is there when he brings the Ketoret. What must it be? He's not an Adam. He's not an Adam. Right, the Midrash, quoting the Pasuk, quotes a Pasuk, right, that the Kohen is a Malach Hashem Tzvakotu. Right? That he's a Malach Hashem Tzvakot. And what that tells you is that in Yom Kippur, Kohen Gadol becomes a Malach. Right? And therefore, it literally means that the Beis HaMikdash, the Kodesh HaKadoshim on Yom Kippur, is so holy that no Adam, including the Kohen Gadol, is allowed to be there. The only reason the Kohen Gadol can be Oved is because the Koach of Yom Kippur transforms him into a Malach. Whatever this means. I have no idea what this means. Right, but you see that in the Midrashim they take this so seriously. It's not just about Avodas Yom HaKippurim. Right here already, it's not about Avodas Yom HaKippurim. The Kohen Gadol is allowed to do the Avodas Hayom. It's a din of the Makom. Right, Kodesh HaKadoshim becomes so intensely Kadosh at that moment, right, that no one's allowed to be there, Kolel the Kohen Gadol, if it weren't for the fact, right, that he becomes a Malach. I mean, again, it is a pasuk. Right, it is a pasuk, Kimalach Hashem Tzvakotu. Now, it doesn't probably mean in pshat that the Kohen Gadol becomes a malach, but you see how extreme you can take it. Again, this is a midrash. Right? This is not like some achron comes up with a svara. It's a midrash. It may be more of a nagadic midrash, but still, right? It shows you this notion. Now, l'may nafkaminas. So we said one of the nafkaminas is so Rashi and the Balmor think nothing can be done by the non Kohen Gadol. The Rambam says everything has to be done in the Kohen Gadol, and then he brings exceptions. So one way of understanding that is that the Rambam thinks only Avodas Kohen Gadol, only Avodas Yom HaKippur has to be done by the Kohen Gadol, but we have an expansive definition. Certain things like the Musaf are Avodas Yom HaKippurim, become Avodas Yom HaKippurim, based on the Gemara and Tzvachim. The Ritva, though, says no. The Ritva says only Drabbanan. Right? Midoraisa. Right, Mida Araisa Avodas Hayom need to be done by Kohen Gadol. But Mida Rabban, Mida Araisa, it's Adif Tvei, and Mida Rabbanan Yerchayev. Right, which we talked about last week, which is very problematic. Because first of all, we don't usually have the Chatchilas de Araisa. Right, so what does it mean? So here I noted the Rav Lichtenstein suggestion that maybe what it means is that the Avodas Yom HaKippurim has to be done by the Kohen Gadol. Other Avodos, if they're done by the Kohen Gadol, transform into Avodas Yom HaKippurim. If they're not bound to the Kohen Gadol, remain regular Avodos. Since they're not technically Avodos Yom HaKippurim, they don't have to be done by the Kohen Gadol. They don't have to be Avodos Hayom. But Lechatchila, they should be. And the Chachamim said, Lechatchila, they should be on a Doraisa level. But we say, you can't compromise. Right? It has to be that everything's done by the Kohen Gadol. We saw in the Ramban says, no, all Avodos have to be done by the Kohen Gadol. So why is it that we find certain things which are not done by the Kohen Gadol? He says they must not be Avoda, or they must be Avodas Laila. Right? Those are the two possibilities. Right? Haramas Hadeshen is either not an Avoda at all, or because it's clearing out from last night, it's halachically considered Erev Yom Kippur, because remember, in the Mikdash, the day starts in the day, right? It's morning to night, not night to morning, right? We know this, right? In halacha in general, it's night to day, but in the Mikdash, it's day to night, which has certain halachic nafkaminas, right? Some acharonim like suggesting this is based on the Rashbam, right? It's very fancy, right? Because the Rashbam says that in pshat in the Torah, what comes first, night or day? Day. Right? Day. So why? Because why? How do we know that night starts before day, halachically? But the Rashbam says it's not pshat. Because Erev, how do you translate it? What is Erev? Right? It's evening, not night. What's the difference? What is evening? Evening is the end of the day. Right? Erev, right? Bein ha'arbayim. Right? What is it? It's the transition from day to night. So the Rashbam says, pshat is vahi erev, and the day ended. Right? It became evening. It became dusk. Right? The sun started to go down. Vahi boker, and then the next day started. Right? Yom echad, because by the time you'd finished that and gone on the second day, you finished the first day. So it's pshat in the Torah is that the day starts before the night. Right? Chazal darshan night and day. So some of the Achronim try to say, you see that there's Tzvei Dinim. Right? Outside the Mikdash, the day starts at night. But in the Beis HaMikdash, it starts at day, but however you want to defend it, the point is that that's true. And therefore, the Haramas HaDeshan is a throwback. Right? It's Avodas Laila. Fine. This sugya, what I gave you in the rest of the sheet, is that if you go throughout Avodas Yom Kippurim, you'll find that there are a lot of quasi-avodot where you have this machlokas come time and time again. Because once you have these different models, you're going to expect, right, there's going to be anything that's sort of avakav, right, that's somewhere in the middle, is going to have a machlokas. So I gave you, for example, in 15, right, the Gemara says in 15, itmar, shchitas para uparo, right, the shchit of the par, paraduma, and paro shel kohen gadol, right, the personal carbon of the kohen gadol that's brought in Yom Kippur, Rabu Shmuel, Charam or Paro Psula, Paro Kshera. So it's a machlokas, right? They argue in both directions, right? Which one is possible? One of them is kosher, one's possible, right? Which is which? So you have a machlokas, and the Gemara, Rav and Shmuel, is Paro Shel Aaron, right? The shchita of the carbon of Aaron, does it need the Kohen Gadol and Yom Kippur or not? Right? Now, why is that an in-between case? Right? Why would it be
Just like a half-avoda sort of thing?
What?
Because
shechita
is like a quasi-avoda.
Because the Gemara says in several places a shechita lav avoda. Right? And therefore, is the power of the Kohen Gadol part of Avodas Yom Kippurim? Vadai. Right? The power, bringing hakrovas hapar is vadai Avodas Yom Kippurim. But shechita hapar, it's a macholkes because it's quasi-avoda. Right, and I gave you, for example, the Gemara in Yoma later on, Mem Gimel and Beis. The Gemara says, "Tanikama de Rabbi Yochanan, kol hashchitas kshiras bizar, chutz mishel para. All shchita can be done by a non-kohen except for the para aduma." Amar le Rabbi Yochanan, puk tani levra. So what did Rabbi Yochanan say? What's puk tani levra? Puk is get out, right? Tani, teach levra. Outside, get out, right? You want to teach this out of the Beis Medrash, right? Narishkeit, right? Don't teach this here, right? Lo matzina shchita bizar psula. It's not true. There's no such thing as a shchita that a zar can't do. Rabbi Yochanan, lo mi boy letana de lotzai. Afilo rabbi lotzai. Rabbi Yochanan, he doesn't the Tanya doesn't listen to his rabbi. Dam Rabbi Yochanan shem rishim ben tzadok shchitas para bizar psula. Va'ani omrik sheira lo matzina shchita shepsula bizar. Because Rabbi Yochanan quotes his rabbi Rishim ben Yotzadok that, right, there are cases like para where a zar can't shechit. Then runs Rabbi Yochanan say, "Lo matzinu shechita shepsula bizar." So I gave this is one of the chaburas I gave in front of Luchenstein, right? I suggested that it might be that what's the machlokas here? According to Rishim ben Yotzadok, shechita is an in between avoda. If it's in between avoda, right, meaning it's something, and we'll get into this, something which could be an avoda but doesn't need to be. So then, what would you say? Can you require the Kohen Gadol to do it?
No.
Yes.
Why?
Right? If it's a quasi-avoda, could you theoretically require the Kohen Gadol to do it?
Doesn't need to be avoda, is
Right, but it could be avodah. Remember, we said this in the Ritva. You don't need a Kohen Gadol, but...
What does it mean according to everyone?
What?
It's Gemara.
Well, it's a machlokas. This is a, right, it's a machlokas in the Gemara, but it could be this part of the machlokas in the Gemara. Rav Shimon Yochadzadok says, look, I can require the Kohen Gadol to do it. Why? Because if in any way should reform its avodah, we've already seen that even things that don't technically need the Kohen Gadol or might not need the Kohen Gadol, right, we require it, either Doraisa, Dorabanan. But the one, what things can we not require the Kohen Gadol to do at all?
Non-avodas.
So it could be that's a machlokas. The Rabbi Yochanan says, Lo matzina shchita shepsula bizar. What do you mean? Shchita's not an avodah. A zar can always do it. It's not a quasi-avodah, it's a non-avodah. If it's a non-avodah, you can't tell me the Kohen Gadol has to do it.
What's quasi-avodah?
Hold the thought, right? We're going to get to it. But this is going to be the question. In when the Gemara says, shchita ein avodahi, lav avodahi, right? So that sounds, I mean, I'm using this more as a hakdama to it, right? But basically, the Gemara says, shchita lav avodahi, which sounds like, it's not an avodah. What's the problem? What are the arba avodos? What's the first of the arba avodos? Shchita. What happened if you shech shelo shma? It's pasul. Right? What happened if you shech shelo lishmano? Right? It's pigul. Right? Which tells you? It is of an avoda, right? So how can you tell me it's not an avoda and then it be one of the arba avodos with halachos of lo lishma and pigul and whatever? Right? So, you have two options. Either you have to say shchita lav avoda, he means... It's not a full avoda, but it is somewhere in the middle. Right? Or you have to say, it must be that certain halachos don't need an avoda. Right? And we'll get to that. But that'll have an hashpa here. Another nafkamina. So we already mentioned Trumas Hadeshen. That I gave you before. Hagrala. Right? Hagrala is another good example. If you look at 17. Right? What's Hagrala? Yeah.
Oh, it's on the Amishri thing. But weren't the Rishon said that only the avodas of specifically
correct. I mean, right, it might depend on this, right? Depending on which shita you take in each sugya, you may be forced to say something about the other sugya.
Right.
Yeah, obviously. Okay, so Hagrala. The Mishnah, what's Hagrala? The lottery for the two seirim. So Mishnah says, Tarpa Kalpi, Vehelish Ne Gorolos, Echel Kosov Lashem, Echel Kosov La Zazel. Right? You have two Gorolos, one is for God, one is La Zazel, whatever Azazel is. Hasgan Bimino, Rosh Bez Av, Mismolos. So the Skan Kohen Gadol is on the right side of the Kohen Gadol, and the head of the Bezdin is on the left. Im Shel Shame, Allah Bimino, Eskan Omerlo, Ishi Kohen Gadol, Hagbe Yemincha. If the one of God comes up on the right side, so the Skan tells him, pick it up. Right, Kohen Gadol pick up the lot. The im shall shame ala bismolo, and if it's on the left side, so Rosh Bezavar mo ishi Kohen Gadol hagbe smolcha, and if it's on the left side, so Rosh Bezavar tells him lift your left hand. Okay, easy enough. But the Gemara notes it's a machlokes in 18. Masnizin de lo kahitana. This goes against the Tana. Why? Titanya, Rabbi Yehuda Omer Rishon Rilazar. Rabbi Yehuda says, Hasgan v'Kohen Gadol machnisin yadon bekalpi. The Skan and the Kohen Gadol put their hands in. Im b'yemino shel Kohen Gadol ole, Hasgan or Malishin Kohen Gadol hagbe yemincha. V'im b'yemino shel Skan ole, Rosh Beis Av Omer lo Kohen Gadol davar melech. V'neim alei Skan kim dolos hagbe yodei chal shel daite. Right, so the Gemara says, what happens if it comes in the position of Yehuda is who has to pick up the Hagrala, the Goral? No. Whoever has it in his right hand. Right? They both put their hand in and the Skan and the Abbezan look at it. If it turns out that it's in the right hand of the Kohen Gadol, so then they tell the Kohen Gadol, lift up your hand. And then if it turns out that it's in the right hand of the Skan, the Abbezdin tells the Kohen Gadol, leave it alone. Or doesn't explicitly tell him what's going on, right? You know, we beat around the bush to make him not feel bad, whatever, right? But who picks it up? The Skan. The Gemara says, B'mai Kamiflegei. What's this machlokes? Right? The Mishnah says that the Kohen Gadol picks it up, whether it's in the left or the right hand. The Brisa says, Rabbi Yehuda says, who is it right? So the Gemara says, Mar Sava Yamina the Skan Adif, Mismali the Kohen Gadol. So, it's a machlokes. What's better? The right hand of the skan, right? Or is the right hand of the Skan equivalent to the left hand, or almost equivalent to the left hand of the Kohen Gadol? But that means Hagrala, you have a Machlokes, Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah, right? I mean, the Tanakhama in the Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda, does it need to be done by Kohen Gadol or not? So again, why would you have a Machlokes by Hagrala? Because Hagrala is, it's not really an Avoda, right? It's somewhere in between. You could say it's an Avoda because it's part of the Sirim. If it's part of the Avoda, who should do it? Always Kohen Gadol. But on the other hand, you could just say it's a technical bearer to figure out which animal do I use. If you think that, so then you don't necessarily need the Kohen Gadol. Then you revert to normal rules. And what's the normal rule in the Mikdash? What's more important?
Right
hand. Right? So you see that each time you have one of these halachos that are quasi-avodos, right, that are somewhere in between, you find a machlokas. And it makes sense. Right? Because karon, the halacha is that avodas hayom has to be done by Kohen Gadol. But every time you find something that's alagvul, right, that's borderline, so then suddenly you have a machlokas. Now each time, we'd have to go through each sugya, right? Obviously, you can come at once, you know, one way the shechita is paroshal ara and another way in hagrala. But the fact that you find these machlokas consistently makes sense, because whenever you're talking about these quasi avodos, that's when you have the machlokas. Same thing happens by Trumas Hadeshen. I gave you in 22 a summary. Haktaras Emurin is another one. If you want, just look quickly at 22. This is just a summary from Avram Stav's book. Haktaras Emurin Yom HaKippurim Divrei Yishonim Adko Nazvu Odos HaAvodos Nazvu Yom HaKippurim Enoshar Yachad L'Seder Avoda. Right, the Rishonim deal with Avodos done Yom Kippurim but are not part of the Seder Avoda. V'divrei Achronim Emfer L'Tzon Diyon Gam B'Mekre HaFuch. The Achronim have the fun following Nafkamina. Right, most of the Rishonim were dealing with things that are part of Seder Avoda but aren't really Avoda. Right, the Achronim had the following case. Avoda shemehaveh chelik miseder avodos v'lo nasas b'yom ha-kippurim. Right, the Achronim say, what happens if we flip it? Right, so far we've talked about things that happen on Yom Kippur but might not be an Avoda. Right. What happens if you have something that doesn't happen Yom Kippur but is an Avoda shem ha-kippurim? Which is Haktaris Emurin. The night after Yom Kippur, yeah. Right? So now, the Achronim flip it. Right? Until now, we've talked about things that are on Yom Kippur, but they're not about to, necessarily able to say Yom. The Achronim say, okay, what if you have Fakir? What if you have something which is Vada Yuchas, the Yom Kippur? But it's after Yom Kippur, you're going God will have to do it. L'chol ha-karbanos hayu emurim. Chalokim ha-karbanos hayu adam li-sareif al-gav ha-mizbeach. Right? There are all these things that have to be burnt on the Mizbeach, which aren't. Right, things that are burned in the mizbeach from the carbon, shemuktarim la'achar hakrava, that are bought afterwards. Haktaras emurim is yicholi mashech gam b'layla shachrei hakrava is hakarbon. Right, haktaras emurim is kol ha'layla. Right, you started in day, but it can keep going. Madin is haktaras emurim karbanos avodos yom kippurim. What do you do with the burning of the limbs from the animals that were vade part of Yom Kippur? Ha'imitun ha'kohen gadol shi'chelik miseder avoda. If you think it's about seder avoda, so now it'll come out. Right, l'chumra. Right? Right? Until now, that was a kula. Right? It was only things that were avodas hayom. Now it comes out of chumra. Right? If it's anything which is avodas hayom, so hakravas emurim, are potentially a continuation of avodas hayom, even though they're on motzei Yom Kippur. Osh, eini tuna kohen gadol, she nasis, acharei she'avarei Yom Kippurim. But if you say it's a din of the day, or din of the makom, that all disappears once, right? Once sunset hits on Yom Kippur, right? Motzei Yom Kippur, it's not Yom Kippur anymore. You can eat, right? People are going around eating. It's not Yom Kippur anymore. So he says, "B'sefer Amavua deSafre," which is a perish, right? Again, I didn't also. It's the perish al Sifrei Zuta Meis Reb Yaakov Zev Yoshkevich. Okay, sure. I knew that. Okay, fine. Histapek b'shilazu. He has that child. This suffix. And he says, according to the Amvahua de Sifre, whatever, it depends on this question. If it's din in Zman, then obviously you don't need a Kohen Gadol. As soon as Motzei Yom Kippur hits, it's it. Vimu kashur let seder ha'avoda. But if it's about the seder avoda, who kaim gam back there as emurim. Now, Stav notes it's not necessarily clear, right? Imzo yesh makom lefakpek, but tli hazu b'shnei tzadeh. It's not totally clear because michad yidachen shigam b'tzarach le'goyin gadol kashur le'sidra avoda. Einu mitachez aktar zemurim b'shum shi avoda she'ena mekavetz as a kaparot. First of all, it's not clear because even if you say it's about the sidra avoda, Hakdaras Nemurim is not Ma'akev. Right? So it may not really be Seder Avoda. Sure, it's connected to Karbanos, but it's not Ma'akev, so it may not be a real Avoda. Ulai b'domeh l'kritayonim sh'tziv Ramban la'el. Mi'idach k'tachin, sh'gam v'tzorach b'koin galo kashtur li'isumo shel yom, u'nimshach kam b'layla sh'achrov al p'yakol b'kachem alayla achar yom. He said, and it could be that what I just said is false. I've assumed that as soon as Motzei Yom Kippur hits, it's not Yom Kippur. What's the problem? In the Beis HaMikdash, the day goes day to night. So maybe from a halachic perspective, right, the night is still Yom Kippur. Right, so it's not halak. Right? It's not halak. It's a night, at first glance, it sounds like a very nice flip nafkamina. But then when you think about it just a little bit more, you realize that maybe the reason you don't need it, because it's not really an avoda, it's not ma'akev, and besides sheni, the reason you might need it, might have nothing to do with avoda, it might have to do with the yom. That from a halachic perspective, motzei Yom Kippur in the Beis HaMikdash might still be Yom Kippur. Then you have to figure that out, because does that mean that someone can't eat in the Beis HaMikdash? Right? All types of interesting challenges you have to come up with. Fine. Okay. So now just a few last points I gave you over here. So another point from Reb Stav is in 23. He said, Na'ir b'ktzara al kach. Right? We'll just take this for a moment to sort of philosophy-ish. It says, Shachakira zu yicholah liyok shura l'shelar ha'yachas shebein avodat yom ha'kipurim l'kudushar ha'yom. This whole question may depend on the connection between Inui and the Yisra Malacha. Why? After Lirot Bavodat HaMikdash Yom HaKippurim of Kedushat HaZman Shebo Shnei Gormim Nifravdim L'Chalutin. You could say that the Avoda on Yom Kippur is one part of Yom Kippur, and everything else that happens, the Yisra Malacha and the Inuyim, is a separate Halacha. I mean, there's two Yom Kippurs. Yom Kippur Sheba Mikdash and Yom Kippur Sheba Gvulin. If that's the case, so then maybe you'd say, look, what expresses Yom Avodas Yom HaKippurim only Avodas Yom HaKippurim? Because that's what's in Achrimos, right? That's what's in the Parsha. Everything else that happened in the Mikdash is somewhere else. The fact that it's also a holy day outside the Mikdash is irrelevant to the Mikdash. Right? There's two halachos, two parshiyot. Avodas Yom HaKippurim, which it happens on Yud Tishrei, and then Inuyim, Shvisim, Malacha, all the things that happen in Michutz. Af besof ter Avodas Yom HaKippurim, nira she'avodas ha'kapara, Shvisim ha'inuk, shura zu bezu. But he said, but if you look at the end of the pasuk, it doesn't sound that way. It sounds like it is a din in Zman, and not in the Beis HaMikdash. You know why? Because what's the end of the pasuk? Shabbat Shabbaton hi lachem, V'initem et nafshotechem chukat olam v'chiper ha'kohen asher yimshach oto. The pasuk tells you in one fell swoop. It's Shabbat Shabbaton v'initem et nafshotechem v'chiper, which means that it's a din in the yom, because the kapara is talui in kedushas hayom, which expresses itself in three ways: shvisa v'malacha, inui, right, the chamisha inuyim, and in Avodas Yom HaKippurim. So Rostov suggests is Klomar. It depends. Why might you say that the din of Kohen Gadol is limited to only Avodos Hayom? Because you think that Yom Kippur isn't fundamentally a special day. On, so to speak, on Yud Tishrei, you do certain Avodos, and the Kohen Gadol goes into the Mikdash, into the Kodesh Kadashim, that's one halacha, and Begvula, and everyone does what they do. Right, but it doesn't transform the whole essence of the day. Right? There's certain halacha that you do in Yom Kippur. But if you read the Pasuk Kipshuto, that's not true. The reason that Yom Kippur lends itself to this unique kapara is because the whole day is transformed b'kedushaso. Right? Everything is different. Right? It's because it's a more kadosh day that you don't do malacha and that you don't have inuim, and it's that background, right, is what allows the Chiper HaKohen. So he said, if that's true, so then you understand that she doesn't reshown him, but it's not limited to quote-unquote Avodas Hayom. It's everything that happens that day is suddenly the Kohen Gadol, because the whole day, Bim Mahuto, the whole essence of the day is transformed. Klomar, Avodah Yom HaKippurim Mahaveh Chelek Mikdushat HaZman Shel Hayom. The Avodah Yom Kippur is an expression of the Kedusha of the day. V'lo gorem nivdal. U'meila yishon v'terem v'makom v'omar sh'atzorach v'koin gadol mahaveh din b'kedusha yom ha'kippur sh'tir avodah mahaveh rak chelek v'mena. Okay. Rav Rosenzweig likes saying that part of the uniqueness of the day, I'll give you a little machshava as we finish, right? Get Yom Kippur. The halacha is that the big day Kohen Gadol have to be buried from Kohen Gadol. You only can use it for one Yom Kippur. So Rosenzweig likes saying why. He said there's two ways of looking at Yom Kippur. One is to say it's an experience that happens yearly. But he said he thinks that more correctly is that Yom Kippur is annually you get a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Right? I mean, one Yom Kippur isn't the same as the next Yom Kippur. Right? It's mechaper on this year. Right? It's not that every year we get, right, we just come back to the same point. Each Yom Kippur is radically different than the one before. He said, how do I express that? I have to be going as Begadim. It's not that I can't use the same Begadim as last year. The uniqueness of Yom Kippur is that after a year of sinning, Hashem gives you an opportunity. Right? The Kohen Gadol minichnas lefnai v'lefnim to be mechaper al Yisrael. But that opportunity is totally unique. Last year's sins aren't the same as this year's sins. Yes, he does it again. But the Kedusha is different. The nature of the day is different. Each time is a unique experience. You have to bury everything from last year. Right? I mean, there's a certain philosophical, halachic expression of this. Right, which makes sense, right? You've done kapara. So you, if you feel like Yom Kippur is just every year I do the same thing, so what does it mean? I got kapara. I'm going to keep doing tshuva for past sins. So Hashem sort of says, look, Yom Kippur's uniqueness is once a year I give you the opportunity, and once it's done, it's as if everything's done. You bury it, it's gone, and you start again. That's one point. Another point, this is from the Gra. The Gra 24 says that really we misunderstand Yom Kippur totally. Because the Gra says, you think that the Avodas Yom Kippurim only happens in Yom Kippur. It's not true. And here, remember when I said, you asked me, what does it mean that it's a din of the Makom? Right? Why isn't it a din of the day or a din of the Avodah? So the Gra flips everything on its head. The Gra says, you think the Kohen Gadol only goes into the Beis HaMikdash in Yom Kippur? Under the Kodesh Kodashim in Yom Kippur? It's not true. He writes, Nishma Mizesh, Davka Shar Kohen Gadol, Masrim Likonis, the Kodesh Kodashim of Yom Kippurim. That's true of your regular, ordinary Kohen Gadol. Aval Aharon hayamutir likanes b'chol shah v'shah. Aharon could go in whenever he wanted. You know why? How he says this? Because in Achrimos, you know what it doesn't quote? Until the very end? The fact that it's in Kippur. The Pasuk starts off. How does the Parsha start in Achrimos? B'zoz yavo Aharon el HaKodesh. This is how Aharon comes into the Kodesh. Rak sheikanis keseder avoda hamura b'parsha zos. Says avodas Yom Kippur isn't for Yom Kippur. You know what it is? It's the avoda the Kohen Gadol has to go through to be allowed to go into the Kodesh HaKadosh. And Aaron was allowed to go in whenever he wanted, only if he did what we call avodas Yom Kippurim. But it's a misnomer. It's not avodas Yom Kippurim. It's the avoda which is matir being nichnas lefnai v'lefnim. So he says, "V'hashul v'izeh matok ma'od pshara parasha." She call a parsha on niska rak Aaron. He said that's why the parsha only quotes Aaron. V'zeh she called sofa parsha v'aysal lachem lachem lechukas olam lechapra ben yisrael mikol chatas achat b'shana ratzalomer lachem daika achat b'shana. He said this is how you read it. Later on, it says, "Go in to be mechaper once a year." Lachem. He says lachem meaning every other kohen gadol only gets to go in once a year. But Aaron was at such a level, he could go in whenever he wanted, as long as he did. So the Gra is this radical position that really Avodah Yom Kippurim is an accident. It's not about Yom Kippur at all. It's about Nichnas Limakom HaKadosh. Right, to going Lefnai V'Lefnim. The difference is that the average Kohen Gadol doesn't have the Kedusha to enter Lefnai V'Lefnim all the time. Aaron did. And therefore, but if he wanted to, he had to do Seder Avoda. And therefore, you see, according to Gra, Seder Avoda isn't about Yom Kippur at all. It's about Makom HaMikdash, or Makom Kodesh HaKadoshim. Right? Baruch. There's no two ways about it. That's the sheet of the Gra.
Right. Now,
no, because that's the way the Kohen Gadol does it. And this is the regular, what? This is Kodesh Kadashim, right? Kodesh Kadashim, which...
Well, I mean, in order to get the Kodesh Kadashim, you say the Avoda. The Yom Kippur, not the
right.
Specific regular day ones.
Yeah.
Which would be obvious that a non-Kohen Gadol, a regular Kohen, could do the...
No, he can't do it.
The other Avodas in Yom Kippur?
Oh, maybe, right? Maybe according to this brat, that's what you'd say. Maybe. Now, correct, right? Because if it's a done makom, maybe. Correct. So maybe you would say that. Now, the Rav took this farther. Because the Rav had this fancy lumdus, and he said, well, maybe those aren't two dinim. Right? The Grum makes it if it's Tzvei dinim. Right? Our own, any day, and every other Kohen Gadol Yom Kippur. The Rav said, maybe it's not true. Maybe the din is Aharon, and no one but Aharon can ever go in the Kodesh Kadashim. But the Kohen Gadol is, he's not going in as a Kohen Gadol, he's going in as, right, the way the Pasuk describes it, right, the Mamale Makomo of Aharon, right, that at some level, right, he is a Mamale Makomo, and he said, therefore he has this Lumdus, the reason you have to mafresh the Kohen Gadol 7 days before Yom Kippur, is not just because, oh, he has to prepare. It's because each Yom Kippur, you transform the Kohen Gadol. He becomes not just a regular Kohen Gadol, he becomes a Kohen Gadol Mamale Makomo Shel Aharon. Right? During the year, is a regular Kohen. It's a very fancy lumdus. I don't know exactly what it means, but this is what he writes. Okay. The Svarno actually says something similar, but opposite. And he says as follows. Where did the Rav get this from, by the way? He gets it from 25. It's his Diuk and Apostle. It's not like he gets it from nowhere. He says, V'chiper ha-kohen, I'm sure yimshach oso, v'asher yimalei es yado l'chahen tachas aviv. Right here, the Pasuk gets this bizarre expression, that which Kohen Gadol goes in Yom Kippur? The one who's tachas aviv. It's not just that he's Kohen Gadol, he's tachas aviv. There's something about recreating the historical experience of Aharon, of that first Kohen Gadol. Again, I don't know exactly what it means, but this is the Rav's word. Okay. The Svarno in 26 writes as follows, Ya'aroch oso Aharon. Afal pi shahayis ha-hadlokas ha-niris v'chin k'doros ha-tamidik shere v'kohen yadit lidoros g'vishim ha-kiblu zal. Even though normally lighting the candles and the like is kosher even to the regular Kohen, mikol makom nemer b'shnehem Aharon. It says Aharon. Why? Ki omnam kol yimei ha-midbar haya inyana mishkan v'chol yom ki inyana lidoros b'yom ha-kipurim shenem arvo ki ba'anan irel ha-kapores. The Svarno also says it's in the makom, but he comes to the radically different conclusion of the Gra. What does the Gra say? Avodas Yom Kippur is about Makom. And therefore, whenever Aharon wanted to enter into the Kodesh Kadashim, he had to do the Seder Avoda. The Svarno says the opposite. He says, no. During the Midbar, the whole Mishkan had Din of Kodesh Kadashim. And therefore, Arbaim Shana, only Aharon was Oved, even in the Kodesh. Forget the Kodesh Kadashim. He was Ovid in the Kodesh. And that's why the Pasuk says, by the Hadlakas HaNeiros, Ya'aroch oso Aharon. Because in the Mikdah, in the time of the Mishkan, the Kedusha was so intense that even regular Avodos, non in Yom Kippur, had to be done by Aharon. V'zek ki b'chol yimei ha-midbar nemar ki anan Hashem al ha-mishkan yomam ve'eshti ha-layla bo. Because the Pasuk says that during the Midbar, God's Spirit was there. So therefore, what do you see? Both the Gra and the Svarno say the din of Avodas Yom Kippurim is a din in Makom, but they come to opposite conclusions. The Gra says it's a din in Makom of the Kodesh Kadashim, and Aharon was at a level that he could always go into Kodesh Kadashim, but he had to do it through Avodas Yom Kippurim. A regular Kohen, once a year, the Kodesh Kadashim gets that Kedusha, and he can be Mamale Makom Aviv. The Svarno says the opposite. If it's a din in Makom, so normally only in Yom Kippur, the Kedusha is that intense. But in the Mishkan, where we know that Hashem's Anan was on the Mishkan, even the regular Kodesh became so Kadosh that every day was Kilu Yom Kippur. Right? You needed to have all Avodas, not just Avodas Yom Kippur, but all Avodas done by it. But again, you see them coming to the Mishkan. Well, okay, one last nikudal machshava, more, you know, philosophical. This is a little bit more to wrap it up. The halacha is mekar adin, right? The halacha of the minhag, whatever. The minhag is, it's halacha in the minhag, fine. Is that slichos, the Kohen Gadol, the chazan is supposed to, of slicho, it is supposed to daven all tefillah. It's supposed to daven all tefillah. And everyone struggles to figure out mehechatesi. So Ritzvi Reisman in the Ratzkat Tzvi suggests something interesting. He says, maybe the reason we do that is Zecher Lavodas Yom HaKippurim. right? Because slichot is the right is the tefillot of kapara, and we say that the one who's involved in kapara should then be involved in the rest of tefillot during the day. But why? So I think what comes out is that what sort of the lamdos points to philosophically, right, is that it's not just the Kohen Gadol needs to do avodas Yom Kippurim. The chiddush of Yom Kippur is that it's not just the unique parts of Yom Kippur that get transformed, right? The kedusha of the day expresses itself in avodah, expresses itself in inui, expresses itself in Yom Kippur. It makes the kedusha of the Beis Hamikdash more intense, such that you have to go through a special avodah. Only the Kohen Gadol can do it, right? That's right. The chiddush that it transforms many different aspects of the day. If he's right that the reason we push the chazan who daven slichot to daven all tefillah, what it might be pointing out is that what we're trying to recreate pre Yom Kippur is this notion, right, that if done right, if you enter into the mindset of kapara, so then even regular avodot, so to speak, right, shachras and chamarev, which have nothing to, they aren't unique, they can be transformed into a shachras of aseres mechuva. Right, they can be transformed. That's the chiddush, that the Kohen Gadol can take the regular, let's say, shechitas hatamid, which is just a tamid, but if he does it on Yom Kippur, it reflects that today is different. I'm treating it as if it's unique. So what Tzvi Reisman is pointing out is that maybe our minhag, that whoever is the chazan for slichot, should daven shachars min chamarav also. I mean, to machlok is how many tefillah should daven, but should be involved in tefillah also, is to point out that the uniqueness of Yom Kippur isn't just that we have extra things that we do on the day. Is that by doing these extra things, we affect every aspect of the Yom Yom, which I think is a nice sort of mix of lamdas and philosophy as we go into Yom Kippur. Right, that the key to Yom Kippur is not just to say, oh, Yom Kippur, I'm doing something unique today, or I'm going to do a little bit of tshuva, is to say that, no, Yom Kippur is really today to transform everything, to take things that before were just everyday shacharis min chamarev, and say, on Yom Kippur, as we approach Yom Kippur, we're going to use that right, the fact that we're in kapara mode to transform our regular practices into different things. And that's really the koach of Yom Kippur. That's a philosophical thought. You can take it or you can leave it. But it's a nice drasha, even if it's not true. I don't know if it is or not.